Radio MD News. I'm Jim Miller. Here's what's going on. Well, the timing of a girl's first menstrual period may be determined by hundreds and possibly thousands of gene variations. Researchers identified over 100 regions of DNA that are connected to the timing of a woman's first menstrual period. Researchers hope these findings will shed light on the biology of a number of diseases ranging from type 2 diabetes to breast cancer. Earlier puberty has been linked to increased risk of some of the most common health problems today. This is Radio MD News. A powerful drug combo may not be as effective against cystic fibrosis as previously thought. New lab research on human cells suggests that one of the medications might stop the other from working properly. However, this study's findings aren't definitive, and there's still hope for the medications. Cystic fibrosis affects an estimated 30,000 people in the U.S. It's an inherited disease that disrupts cells in the lungs and the pancreas, causing mucus to become thick and sticky. Mucus builds up, causing breathing and digestion problems. Well, jealousy may not be the sole domain of humans, with new research showing dogs can get downright possessive when it comes to the love of their master. When their owners show an affection towards what was actually a stuffed dog, the real puppies in the study responded by snapping or pushing the stuffed dog aside. This jealous streak only surfaced when owners were attending to the stuffed dog and not when they were occupied with random objects. Researchers suggested there could be a more basic form of jealousy specific to dogs and some other social animals that help protect their bonds and ward off outsiders. Well, for patients infected with both HIV as well as hepatitis C, HIV antiretroviral therapy may help control both viruses. Researchers said doctors could use their findings to improve treatment strategies for people with the two diseases. The researchers conducted the study to address concerns that treating patients who have HIV, the AIDS-causing virus, and hepatitis C with HIV antiretroviral therapy would damage the liver and cause more harm than good. For Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. For Health Talk 24/7, log on to Radio MD.com.